Marina, I put a little bit introduction about you wrongly, because Neue Slowenische Kunst in Slovenia was important event, let's say, in a more theoretical way, in the 80s, and continue to be, except that what Irin was doing was, Group Irin was doing, at least as I perceived it, still perceive it, was very important for the politics of representation. What you and Aina did was, you were dealing with politics of representation as well, but you were really scratching or cutting through politics, war, and dealt with really highly dangerous and painful themes. What was your importance for me as artist and theorist as well? As somebody who is, let's say, a couple of years older, but at that time when you did it, I still didn't have the consciousness about political consciousness you had since the beginning.
Thank you. So I will actually connect what you said, and I will say that in the 90s, my work consisted actually to think about a certain logic. I was interested to know, coming from Eastern Europe, what is the logic with which I can actually think about this Eastern Europe and not just talks, narrations, stories, I don't know, about, as we always make jokes, about coffee and so on, that we didn't have. Also, not having a repertoire of jokes. Therefore, I said I have to make a return to theory. In the start to think in which way it's possible to deslink this situation about just storytellers, but really think what is the position of Eastern Europe in the European context. The outcome of this was something that was also quoted yesterday, that practically I tried to understand the process of othering about Eastern Europe as a woman. In this way, I put Eastern Europe is a woman. Why? Because it was obvious in the 90s the process of othering were very impressed onto the whole territory, and the only way to cut with these storytellings, making jokes and so on, was to find a model in which actually to describe the whole territory. So this was in the 90s, and also outside of this kind of theoretical thesis, Eastern Europe is a woman, came also the idea that actually Eastern Europe was something that was always in this balance in relation to West Europe, something that is or too less Europe or too much Europe. This was a very important thing because it was a question of symptoms and also a question of a certain condition. But the things changed definitely in 2000. It changed in the point that today actually is said that East Europe and West Europe are actually not in opposition. And this is true. Why? Because East Europe and West Europe are actually in a process of repetition. And this is the new logic of these two spaces. What is the logic of the condition from which I speak, from which actually we, in one way as feminists, we enter a sentence space. What this means that this is not a process of opposition, but a process of repetition. Excellent case was yesterday this brilliant, brilliant presentation by Violica Krasnici, where she actually had to present how Kosovo, what is the position of Kosovo in Europe today. She had to actually make the clear definition or the return to the woman. And this was the best possibility to show the position of the woman in these processes of segregation, discrimination, and so on, to present this. But this was also in a certain repetition, not meaning something bad, but meaning that these processes, what was before on the whole territory, are repeated on a certain part of the territory. Another case is excellent also for us, this process of repetition and not of opposition, because we talk about former Eastern Europe. Of course, because it's a lot of talk about former Western Europe. Again, it's a process of repetition. So these two things are, this change is important because allows us to say actually that the borders are gone, that they are not present. So my question is now, under which condition? What is the price, so to say, but a theoretical political activist price, that is to be paid in order to actually make such a statement? I think the point is that we don't think about the border. What is actually that is the border? Because Europe changed, it's not East and West, but what is with the border? And I made a recurse to Etienne Balibar, but also to before him to a Bosnian theoretician called Ugo Vlaisavljevic, who said, if you want to understand actually what is the change in Europe, what is the, today, and also I will come very soon to gender, what is this change? He said the best way is, what actually Violica Krasnici did yesterday, to look towards the borders that are established by the European Union with those states that are not yet reintegrated in the European Union. Because on that point, you see, or we can think about what is the status of the border. And what Balibar said already in the 90s, already parallel to this process when I said Eastern Europe is a woman, it was just the end of the 90s. It was obvious that the time and the situation change and it's necessary to think differently. And he said, and he also saw this process. He saw it's an unbelievable process that is going on at once. One is that we have a fragmentation and multiplication of borders on one side. So, in one way, the borders are just disappearing. On the other part, we actually see new borders that are not the classical borders. He said this is why, because we have to think about a shift of the border. The border shift into a zone. And this changed completely the whole idea of what is a border today. Therefore, he is saying that practically it's not anymore a question just of monopoly play and everybody's freaking out, no East, we are not in East and West. Of course, the border is gone. The point is that the whole territory is now actually as a zone in this process presented as a border. So in this way, we can actually talk, for example, of a new kind of a border. And West Balkan is such a new border, also such a new zone. And those who are making the analysis, they are actually protesting. So what all of this has to do with the exhibition Gender Check? Or if somebody will say what all this has to do with the situation in which we find ourselves. When yesterday it was said rhetorically through a question, can gender speak East? This was actually already a question that if it will be answered positively, is not taking into account precisely this shift of the change of the border into a zone. And this zone is now functioning as a border. So the person who would like to say yes, yes is true, practically in one way with this answer is presented that is not aware in one way of this dramatical change, that actually such a division between East and West is really obsolete, because the price to be paid of this is actually that the whole territory is changed in the zone. The border will disappear, because the border is not a line. So this is why actually we can be so cheerful. And it's true, the wall is gone. Why? Because borders are today transformed into territory, into a zone that actually is establishing a new border through such a process of zoning. And this is why, practically, if we think in such a way, East and West, this is not relevant. The repetition is here, and with this title that is given, a gender check, practically, although it's very interesting that gender check and then femininity and masculinity in the East, but still, what means this gender? This gender means that the whole territory, so to say, is transformed today in gender, has this status. But what this means? Gender today is, through the process, in what is possible to term, taken by a neoliberal capitalist managerial appropriation. Because about gender, we talk about gender mainstreaming. So this is why it was possible in the morning to say gender fuck. fuck gender. Why? Because this gender is practically, I mean, those who said this, they are aware of this. Because of this managerial appropriation of gender, gender is really working, so to say, with what was also said to use Foucault, with the governmentality of actually of the disappearing of borders, but also to a completely new physiognomy of Europe. So this is also why, in a certain relation, it was important to put forward, for example, the radicalization of gender through queer. And the whole process that is going on, I found an interesting and very important termin that was developed by Suvedrini Pereira, who said that today all this managerial appropriation of neoliberal capitalist managerial appropriation of gender is actually transforming or presenting a process that is not gendering, but actually is genderization in terms as we use, for example, precarization. So this is why we can say the borders are not existing, but also we have to be very clear what this means when the border is actually a zone and what this means for thinking about gender that is already in this process of transformation.